This is Ray McDonald playing the world's best variety after a news update on VOA Music Mix.
Coming up, an attack on Libya's parliament. Rwandan police denying missing persons report. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Militiamen loyal to a retired Libyan general say they have suspended parliament after launching an attack against the legislative body. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Two militia units loyal to a retired general stormed Libya's parliament building, ransacking lawmakers' offices and firing automatic weapons into the air. Libyan state TV reported the armed units kidnapped Speaker Nuri Boussahmain and seven other lawmakers. Al Jazeera TV and the local Libyan Al-Mada network reported that Boussahmain denied he had been kidnapped. Earlier, at a news conference, Boussahmain had called the attack by men loyal to former Army Chief of Staff Khalifa Haftar a coup against Libya's legitimate government and called on opposing militias belonging to mostly Islamist groups to counter the attacks. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Attacks in and around Baghdad have killed at least 14. Iraqi police saying the deadliest attack came when two markets were bombed on Sunday, killing and wounding shoppers. United Nations says violence between the Sunni minority and ruling Shiite majority has killed more than 12,000 Iraqis over the past year. Many blame Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government for failing to strengthen security across the country. Mr. Maliki is hoping the results of the April 30th parliamentary elections will bring him a third term. Pope Francis is asking the world to pray for victims of the worst flooding to hit the Balkans in more than a century. Floods in Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, and Serbia have killed at least 37 people, left tens of thousands homeless. The floods have caused 2,000 landslides and uncovering mines left over from the Balkan Wars of the early 1990s. Russian cargo planes and helicopters from the European Union are helping with the relief efforts. Billionaire businessman Petro Poroshenko has emerged as the leading candidate to win the first round of voting in Ukraine's presidential voting next Sunday. Pre-election polling shows that the 48-year-old Poroshenko outpaces 18 other candidates, including former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. She was jailed for abuse of office by former President Viktor Yanukovych, but freed after he fled the country for Russia as Ukrainians took to the streets of Kiev to protest his government. On Sunday, 20,000 Tatars in Crimea defied a Russian ban on mass gatherings in the central square for a regional capital in Simferopol and staged a remembrance nearby of the 70th anniversary of the community's deportation to Central Asia by then Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Turkish authorities have charged three people, detained 22 others as part of an investigation into last week's deadly coal mine disaster in western Turkey that killed 301 miners. The accident has triggered protests across Turkey and aimed at the government and the mine owners for what they said was neglected safety. The mine owners' operation has denied any claim of negligence. Rwanda's national police have dismissed allegations by Human Rights Watch that a number of people have vanished or have become victims of forcible disappearance in the north and west of the country. Nick Long has more from Kigali.
The police were reacting to a report that Human Rights Watch published on Friday. The group said an increasing number of people have been forcibly disappeared or have been reported missing in Rwanda since March. The report cited 14 cases. In response, the police spokesman, Assistant Commissioner of Police Damas Gatare, said there are no missing persons and the accusations are false, baseless and have no evidence. Gatare's statement explained that during recent operations to arrest suspects alleged of conspiracy against established government and terror activities, some people were apprehended. He said it took time to crack down this network, but added, "We have over 35 suspects who will be handed over to prosecution." Reacting to the police statement, Human Rights Watch researcher Karina Tetsakian said she hopes the authorities will physically produce the people being held. Nick Long for VOA News, Kigali.
And Brazilian organizers held the final two stadium tests for the World Cup on Sunday. Now all 12 World Cup stadiums have held test events ahead of football showcase tournament next month. Get more news by going to voanews.com.
Transmitting in living color from our Washington Command Center. I'm Ray McDonald, and you're in tune with The Mix. I have something new from Ed Sheeran on the way this hour, along with hits from John Legend, Paramore, No No No, and news items for you about Miley Cyrus and the Foo Fighters. It all comes together on VOA Music Mix, a service of the Voice of America.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started, I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you, letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking, completely incomplete. I'll take your invitation, you take all of me.
For a second week in the U.S., here's John Legend, All of Me, on VOA Music Mix.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. Give your all to me. I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all.
I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you I'd be always faithful. want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. You're the one I want to chase.
Program. I want you to be my lady. love is ablaze. I saw flames from the side of the stage, and the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed. Singing, we found love in a local raid. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila. I already know she's a keeper, just from this one small act of kindness. I'm in deep. If anybody finds out, I'm meant to drive home, but I took all of it now. No, so we're in up. We just sit on the couch, one thing led to another, now just kissing my mouth. I need you, darling, come and set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know?
On the mix with his new single, Sing, co-written and produced by Pharrell Williams. Miley Cyrus was going to perform with her godmother, Dolly Parton, until she fell ill and was hospitalized. World Entertainment News Network quotes Dolly as saying they were going to sing the country classic Jolene together in Nashville before Miley got sick. Dolly says they still plan to sing together soon, as long as Miley can stay healthy. Coming up on VOA Music Mix, Paramore, Justin Bieber, and more.
I've never been one to walk alone.